Welcome back, my friend. Shepherd of Batman Live from Le Cordon Green. And, of course, if you don't know where that is, shame on you. That is the Big Green Egg Culinary Center right here at 85 and 285. It is right there in Doraville. You can see the beautiful, large, mammoth Big Green Egg from 85. It is a wonderful place. Very, very easy to get to.
Yeah, you get off 85 South at Chambly Tucker. And then you make a right. First light, you make a right again. You sort of go back to the frontage road. It's right next to that Corvette dealer that you've probably seen.
And for those of you in Tel Aviv that listen in weekly, you have to fly into Hartsfield. And, just to let you know, because so many people outside the country listen to the show, we have to remind them, you know. And for those of you who are from Illinois and from Sycamore, I know it's going to be a stretch for you to figure out how to drive around down here. But it's a lot of fun. It's a great place. And the neat thing about the Big Green Egg is, as many countries and states that listen, there are more countries and more states of people that own Big Green Eggs. And that's we have been partners with Big Green Egg for going on 14 years in January. I mean, back when where we did an Egg Fest, our first Egg Fest was at the airport, Peachtree DeKalb Airport, and there were about 30 or 40 eggs, and there were about 100, 150 people. And notice how I do the clever segue into the announcement that starting on August 5th, you could sign up, and you can sign up for Eggtoberfest 2015 at Stone Mountain. Thousands of eggheads will gather. If you've never been to the Stone Mountain Egg Fest, it's beautiful. They've got a Big Green Egg retail center that is extraordinary. The talent that's there is amazing. And if you're wondering what it is, how many are they going to have this year, Amanda? 300? 300 eggheads cooking up their favorite dishes. And for one low price, you can eat from the time they start serving until the time they quit serving. About 5 to 6 hours of gorging and enjoying. And they've got plenty of beverage available. they have lots of water.
Why, what kind of beverage?
Well, your favorite kind, Chef Eric. Water. And yes. Green tea, maybe? I don't know. Since you've gone away to the healthy life, I don't know what you people drink. But there'll be plenty of fine adult beverage as well as a youthful beverage. But it's really a family thing. There's so many neat things to see out there. The celebrity, they'll have a cooking stage there, I think, this year. And last year we did the emceeing. Probably do some work with them this year on that, too, because we had so much fun doing it. It's just a great experience. And if you even if you don't own an egg, it'll be the best investment you ever made, coming out and talking to people. If you can't find an answer to your question at Eggtoberfest, then you obviously need to stay at Weber.
And you're going to find all sorts of new techniques that people are using to do things that you've never seen before. It's awful.
It is.
It's awful that we don't know everything about the egg. You get to a point where you're like, really? You can? That's how? Okay. All right. And I've incorporated a lot of techniques that I've learned out there. So
anyway, you can sign up for it now. Probably sign up's almost closed, so you better, but you'll want to definitely come out. It's at Stone Mountain. It'll be October the 10th or Eggtober the 10th. Because there's a national push to change the month of October to Eggtober. I don't know if you knew that, Chef Eric.
Is that similar to your other poll thing that we were talking about?
Well, we won't get started on that. That's for another show. Okay. That's for the other show. But anyway.
Literally another show.
Yes, it's literally our other show. But this is a great recipe. Now, I notice a lot of people, you can actually get the device here where you can core the jalapeno.
Yeah.
You're doing it different.
Yes.
What a shock.
All right. So I took some jalapeno, and the recipe that we were posting is for up to 12 jalapeno. And I've scaled it just for our purposes here, a little bit down. But what you do is you cut the top of the stem of the jalapeno off, because it's not, even on the egg, it's not really very tasty or edible. So you cut the very top of the stem off, but don't cut the jalapeno. Then, once that's off, cut the jalapeno in half. Take a plastic spoon that's a good plastic spoon. Sort of choke up on the bowl of the spoon a little bit and use it to scrape out the seeds. The reason I say that is if you just use like a metal spoon, it's really easy to cut into the sides and stuff like that. And for this, you're absolutely going to want these not to be compromised in their structure. And so you hollow out the seeds, and then take your mixture, which I've got right here, which is, again, the Neufchâtel, the toasted cumin seeds, the what else do we have? The Gouda, smoked Gouda that's been shredded and put in there. We also have the shrimp that we just took off of the big green egg. And we chop that up sort of into little, maybe quarter-inch dice, so it fits nicely in the poppers. Added some green onion to that cheese mixture as well. And that's basically it. So we're going to take these, when I finish filling them here, and you want to make sure there aren't pockets like that one there. You want to pack it down into that as much as possible.
You know, it really kind of surprised me, because you, now that you've gone to the evil side, you know, you've really packed that pretty good. You know, you're not leveling it off with a knife and you're sitting there. I mean, you've actually packed it in there. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, no, it's actually a pretty healthy dish. I mean, the jalapeno is perfectly healthy. It's like a bell pepper, essentially, as far as nutritional value. And then the Neufchâtel is a third of the fat of cream cheese, and it is organic, and it's grass-fed in this particular case because we got it at Whole Foods. The shrimp is great. Shrimp, by the way, it's a myth, in case you didn't learn. If you have high cholesterol, you do not get cholesterol from dietary things like shrimp. From high cholesterol animals, doesn't work that way. That's been proven, and so the reality is, everybody can have some good shrimp or lobster, things like
unless,
that.
Unless, of course, you're allergic to seafood.
Unless you're allergic.
Yeah, but we always have to put that caveat, because we have had people in the past. We tell them, here, it's got peanuts in it. Well, I ate it. I have a peanut allergy. Really? And they were blaming us.
Yeah, but it was a grilled peanut butter sandwich.
I mean, really? I mean...
Yeah, if they really had a peanut allergy, they would have been on the floor having in full anaphylaxis.
You know what's amazing, though? If you look at just the last year and a half, eggs. Oh, God, don't eat eggs. Now, eggs are fine. Oh, God, don't eat butter. Oh, God, don't eat butter. Butter's fine.
Yeah.
In fact, butter in your
butter's
coffee.
Butter's good for you.
Now, have you ever done that, the butter in the coffee? That just seems so obscene.
It's actually really good. Unsalted butter, of course.
Yeah.
And you whip it in to your coffee, take a tablespoon or two, and it's actually quite healthy. And it also tends to fill you up more, so that when you have the coffee, rather than your brain looking for food, it actually helps curb your appetite before the brain ever kicks in with the caffeine, because caffeine is actually a stimulant, and it's going to make you more hungry. So... It can help a diet, actually.
Well, thank you, Dr. Eric.
Yeah. Hey, I have to live that stuff nowadays. So, take your time on these. Try and, you know, like I said, pack them in as much as possible. We've got two more left to go. But the quality of the cheese, like the cream cheese that you use, is going to make a big difference. If you're using just the cheapest generic cheese from... let's say that market that starts with a P and ends with an X. That stuff it'll just run out of the popper. It just makes a mess. So make sure you've got good, organic, grass-fed ingredients. It's not that much more, and it's just so much healthier for you.
And you notice, too, one of the things, so many times when you tell people put something in a food processor, they overprocess it. They make it into, like, peanut butter. This is rough. This is very, it's not real creamy. It's pulsed more than it's run. And
correct.
I think that's incredibly important, because you are using it. So pulse it, get it kind of rustic, get it rough. It'll stay better in the cooking process, but also it doesn't, I mean...
Well, that's correct. We made this up right on air, and you heard that I was just pulsing like boom, 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 just a few times, and that was it. So
I just wanted to
go out on the egg, And this is, it's going to go out for, what did I say here? About 15 minutes. And I'm using, by the way, the perforated dish, or the perforated pan that goes out on the big green egg. What do they, what we call it? Perforated grill topper.
Perforated pan.
Perforated pan, whatever. Perforated pan. And it's all, it's nice and coated, so you don't really need to spray it with anything. We're just going to stick it out on the egg with that and bring it in that way.
Well, while you're running out there with your perforated pan, better known as a perforated pan, we'll remind you that on this date in 1911, Crisco was introduced by Procter & Gamble. Crisco is, of course, hydrogenated shortening made from veggie oil, which keeps it solid even in warm weather. And also, Julia Child was born on this day. And she was, of course, the grand dame of all of culinary. And we are the grand eggers of all eggdom when it comes to radio. We are Chef of the Fat Man, the Le Cordon Bleu is, I should say, the Le Cordon Green is where we're at, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center right here in Doraville. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life. Chef Eric's got his poppers eating up, baby.